I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, oh. May the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came. What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a balmy summer-like Thursday afternoon. I hope each and every one of you have an opportunity to get outside and enjoy this Indian summer that we seem to be enjoying, or a First Nation people's summer, as it were. I know I'm going to try to get out there after the show, but you're not going to want to go anywhere where you cannot hear this show, because we have a fantastic lineup for all of you today. I'm excited, as I hope each and every one of you are, because my good friend, one of the most reasonable men in politics, Tom Paulswitz, a two-time congressional candidate, a reasonable Democrat, a centrist Democrat who ran in a deep blue Waukesha congressional district, joins me every Thursday. Tom is here today. Also at 3 o'clock, we've of course got Maggie and the Millionaires, and today is quite special. I am going to be joined by an internationally renowned economist by the name of Jyoti Ghosh. She has taught economics at the University of Nehru in New Delhi. She is currently a professor of economics at UMass Amherst, and in 2021, the UN named her to be on the high-level advisory board on economic and social affairs. This very smart woman has written 19 books, and she'll be continuing our discussion today about global power and wealth inequality and how destabilizing this is from a geopolitical sense, but also from a democratic sense. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. And finally, as today is Thursday at 3:30, I will be joined by the candidate, the woman with the mostest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin. We'll have a fantastic discussion with Kristen. I can't wait, because, you know, there's been nothing going on in the news about women's reproductive rights or anything. But Tom, you and I have been working so that on these days when you join me, you set the agenda and less me, because I think folks want to hear as much from you as they do me, perhaps even a little bit more. That is why you are here. Sir, welcome back. And where would you like to start today?
Yeah, as usual, it's my pleasure to be here. And I am thrilled for you about the rest of the lineup. I think, though, like as usual, nothing much happened since we last talked on Thursday. But I want to broach two subjects. One is just what's happening in New York City with Mayor Eric Adams. Yeah. And then really talk about the America First agenda and how that really is at opposition to what the Biden administration and the Harris administration have been working on diligently for the last 4 years. So those are the two big things. So why don't we jump into Eric Adams? Maggie, you know, you being the attorney, you know, when someone says, you know, that this is just the weaponization of the judiciary and there's absolutely no way that any of this is true, what's your first thought when you hear those words coming out of someone who's just been indicted?
Yeah, they probably did it. because you're not addressing the merits of the charges against you. Right. And I've been last night laying in bed. I saw the headline breaking. Now, there had been reporting over about the last 8 months that there were some investigations ongoing related to Mayor Adams, that some of this may have to do with the Turkish government and a building that they wanted built. And it seemed sort of this dirty underbelly of something that has, I mean, if we're being candid here, plagued New York City, New York and New Jersey politics, yes, since time in memoriam.
Not just New York, but how many other elements, right? New Jersey's working through their problems. You've got Chicago, you've got, you know, the rest of Illinois. I mean, it's not as if it's strictly just one party in this sense.
Yeah, Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois. I mean, but these charges are broad.
Yes.
And fairly, not fairly, extraordinarily serious. He was charged this morning with bribery, wire fraud, and seeking illegal campaign donations, apparently a multi-year cataloging of crimes from what prosecutors called his, quote, corrupt relationships with rich foreigners. The fact that it was a foreign country, and we also have the senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, who was just convicted of these foreign entanglements. I think it's an interesting table setter, Tom, to some of the meta context of what we'll talk about in a few minutes. But as I sat up in bed and was, oh my gosh, Eric Adams is going to get arrested, right? This is going to happen to a sitting mayor of New York City, the largest metropolitan area and city in the country. I started to read some of his comments because he started to immediately put out some statements. And I thought, what are you doing, man? It just, now this is very much in line with who Eric Adams has been throughout the entirety of his political career. This is not his first investigation. When he was a state senator, he was investigated. He's been known as the bravado mayor. He basically ran on that.
He has self-proclaimed swagger.
Yes, which is like, isn't swag, I don't know, people out there, if you're listening, isn't swag and having swag or riz something that like someone else has to decide for? You don't self-proclaim like I got the riz and the swag. Right. Like someone has to say you have that.
You would expect such, yes.
But this is pretty incredible. And his responses sound like Donald Trump. And so I think that impulse towards sort of ego-driven, non-substantive rebuttal of very serious charges is not one that's unique to Republicans.
Yes.
Right? That is the response I think of people sometimes when they are in serious hot water. We saw this from Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor, basically of New York, kind of saying, that's not me. This, you know, and just completely failing to address the issues. We, in fact, saw this from the former city attorney in the city of Milwaukee.
Yes.
Who was basically in turmoil since the first moment he took office and was voted out after a single term. He blamed the media. He blamed his staff. He blamed racism. He blamed everything else. And you see Eric Adams engaging the same. What was your initial reaction, Tom?
Well, first off, corruption is it's in everything we do. And, you know, as a society, we have to work toward removing it because corruption creates doubt. It creates doubt in the voter's mind. And it also creates that idea that both parties are the same. See, every politician is corrupt. Mm-hmm. And when I ran, I would run into people who would say that to me. And I'd go, wait a minute, that's just not true. Because I know lots of politicians, including myself, who are not corrupt.
Yeah.
But it just creates that doubt. But the other one is when you're indicted, if you're an innocent person, you know, because I've been on the other side of a lawsuit. When you're an innocent person, I've always felt like you can't wait to tell your side of the story. You can't wait to explain what really happened. And I just don't sense that. And when I read these clips of what people are saying, you can almost assume that, yes, definitely they did it. Because they're talking about, you know, somebody else is creating some kind of weaponization or somebody else is driving this for political reasons. And everybody knows that it's just not true, that there is corruption. So to me, it's very disappointing, though, because it continues to happen. But it's not just Eric Adams. It's his staff. There are other people around him who fed into this. And this is the part that really is what we need to work on, is there are these people who think that because political power needs to be wielded, that the ends justify the means.
Yeah, it just a short listing of, there's a number of top level officials in Eric Adams' mayoral staff that are under investigation, but the New York Police Department commissioner has resigned. He and his brother, I apologies to all you listening. I don't know if they've actually been charged or if they're just under investigation. The investigation has been publicly announced. That's the police commissioner that Adams selected.
Yes.
Two fire chiefs have resigned. I mean, this is at the very highest levels of New York government, New York City government. And again, we mentioned Senator Menendez, Governor Cuomo left the state house in the governor's mansion under a criminal cloud. We've got Bridgegate Chris Christie in New Jersey. Of course, Rudy Giuliani going down in a ball of flames. We got Anthony Weiner. Here's one of the things that I think is really interesting. While some federal elected officials from that area have not yet called for Adams' resignation, nearly universally amongst Democrats involved in local politics in New York, they are all calling for his resignation. Yes. And it was almost immediate.
Yes.
Even while putting out his entitlement to a presumption of innocence, they said, you can't govern and defend yourself against charges that are this serious. It's just not going to be effective for the people of New York. And I think that there's a difference. Democrats clean house when this stuff happens.
Yes.
Republicans wrap their arms around them.
And voters should demand this. Voters should demand that people resign when they're indicted and fight the charges. And if the charges aren't true, you can come back to whatever public office you want on another day. But you should not be leading or governing while under indictment. To me, it does not make any sense.
Folks, what do you all think? And certainly the prospect of a chief executive officer in our national government that promises revenge and retribution and has promised to weaponize the Department of Justice may make Tom's thesis a little troubling. Should elected officials resign when they are indicted? What do you think, everybody? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Should elected officials resign if they're under indictment? Why or why not? I tend to agree with you, Tom.
It just makes sense, right?
You've got like vice popes, right? You've got lieutenant governors and these other people.
You have independent grand juries. You have other people deciding whether these charges should be brought or not. And if there's enough evidence, then go back and fight those charges. And if you win, great. You'll be exonerated and you'll come back to another day.
As they say, show us the receipts. My special guest host this hour, Tom Paulswitz. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, folks, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. More in just a moment. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.